Morning, everybody. So we're in Perek Daled, Avdei Hashem. We saw last week that the musag of Eved Melech is Melech, that one becomes part of the Koila, one becomes part of the bigger Marechet. In the Marshal, we saw the Shulchan, which we're going to use a lot. The Koila there is the Shulchan itself. The pieces, the individual pieces, only become Shulchan when they're bound together, when they mevatel themselves to the Shulchan. Calls man the leg wants to be independent and wants to be a leg, then he'll just be a piece of wood. He'll never be shulchan. It's the same with us. To the extent that we mevatel ourselves, to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, we'll see what that says to Shabbos today, Bezrat Hashem. To the extent that we mevatel ourselves, to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, so then the name Yehudi, then we become Yehudi, which that's Hashem's name. That's Yud Kei Vav Kei. Then we become called Nikra Hashem Hashem. That's the word where one becomes part of the Malchus. Eved Melech Hu Melech. He's become part of that bigger thing. That's what we spoke about a little bit last week. Let's take this a bit further and see how this ties in with Shabbos, because that's ultimately our subject. So on Lama Dalet there in the paragraph starting with base, he says like this, V'zeh sodinonim shel ha-mitzvahs kulam. This is the sort of all the mitzvahs. We mentioned before that the Kedusha Elyona is brought down into this world only through the mitzvahs. The chibur between the Olam Elyonim and this world is through the mitzvahs. That's the only way that a person can become mechubah to that Kedusha, is through the 613 mitzvahs. We mentioned that before. That needs much more explanation. That's the yesod. So he says, v'zeh sod inyonim shel ha-mitzvahs kulam. La'aseh is tziviv shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do the tziviv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, uli yizbatel l'ratzoni yizbarach, and to mevatel to the ratzon of Hashem. But kama shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hu ha-koylel shel chaya Adam, to the extent that HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes the koylel of the life of a person, v'adam ha-kabel malchusoy ba'ava, li yizbatel alav yizbarach b'kol ma'isof, and a person makabels that malchus. He makes Hashem the king. He coronates the king. He makes Hashem the king on himself, ba'ahava, to mevatel himself to the king in all his ma'asim. Havahu atzmoy k'viyochol melech. He becomes a melech. V'nikra alav shem Hashem, de'eved melech melech. He gets called by Hashem's name. The same way as somebody who's from Persia, when he's makabel the malchus there, he becomes a Persian. Bamarechet ha-mitzvahs, hirasa hizbatlus v'kabalos malchus shoyne mitzvah le-mitzvah. Each mitzvah has its own hoira, its own explanation, its own instructions, and its own hizbatlus. Also, depending on the person, depending on his teva, some people it's harder, some people mitzvahs are easier, depending on the human, the individual. But each mitzvah has a different type of hizbatlus, a different type of hoira. Amna mitzvah amoyre b'yoysa la'avdus yishavas kodesh. The mitzvah that expresses, that reveals avdus more than any other mitzvah, that's Shabbos Kodesh. She'ein mitzvah ha-koileles b'b'chinas avdus k'moyse. There's no other mitzvah that contains so many expressions of avdus like Shabbos. She'rei kol omol ha'odom l'piyu u'panosoy v'chiyusa shel ha'odom tluim b'malochte. We know this is not a shir on betochen, so we're not going to go into the subject in depth in terms of the manifestation of how ishtalis and imuna works. Well, we know that all a person's omel, whether it's his panosa, his life, his health, is dependent, well, obviously not dependent, but it's dependent on his malocha and what he does. Person is in this world, sheishis yamim tase malachtecho, he's Isaac in his malocha. V'nei b'yom ha-shabbos, botel ha-adam mikol malachtech. Person is mevatel from kol melacha. Haynu shenotosh es hametzias hachaim ativi manoishim. You've stopped the metzias of the normal natural way that a person lives, the way the human being conducts himself, the way the human race conducts itself. That you've pulled the plug on. V'kulu achshav eved laKodesh Baruch Hu, and now you kulu eved laKodesh Baruch Hu. V'oid. The whole nature of life on Shabbos is like this. Hashem is Shabbos, kiel chosoi, yodov mamish bulois. The person who keeps Shabbos, according to the halacha, is mamash handcuffed. His hands are tied. She'eini oisa tnua mibli lamlich tchila b'toira. You can't do anything. You can't lift your finger before you want to touch something. You want to pick something up. You want to put something down. You want to open something. You have to look in the Torah. Every tnua that a person does on Shabbos, be'ikaron, he needs to know, what, can I do this? Can I do this? Is this a deraisa? The reporter, where exactly am I holding in Shabbos? You're inside Shabbos and you're completely in prison in the halachos of Shabbos. What can I do? What can I do? It's all encompassing. Hashem is barach. That's who really is. You have to consult. Well, what does Hashem want me to do here? I am tnu zu meteres or sora zot musa muta. Ve'ainacham mitzvah shemakif es kol tnu sa'adna bekol chushav kamo shmiras haShabbos. There's no other mitzvah that encompasses the person's life, every aspect of his life, as much as Shabbos Kodesh. Shebekol rego bekol ma'isa hu torud. He's bothered. He's always, can I pick this up off the start? Can I put it back? Can I open this packet? Can I close the fridge? Can I say what I want to say now? He thought something. He wants to say it. I'm allowed to. Can I? Can't I? Everything you're doing has to be filtered through Hilchos Shabbos. What does Hashem want? There's no avdus greater than that. Shabbos is the biggest Beit Soar, the biggest prison there is. Ubeprat Masha Shabbos zimna hu mi'eislates. Also, Shabbos doesn't come once a year. Shabbos comes every 6 days. That's all the time. Ve'yesh lekasher ze ima shekatav Rambam the Sefer Mitzvahs b'mitzvahs haTfila. Let's see what he wants from Tfila. Yeah. Sheshitas haRambam sheyesh mitzvah deraisa litpalel. The Rambam holds, not all the Rishonim hold that. Ramban holds, not a mitzvah deraisa to daven, except when there's an eis tzora. But the Rambam holds, you have a mitzvah deraisa to daven. Kidiksiv avadatim es Hashem elokeichem v'zmana b'kol yom. The Rambam learns that the mitzvah of Tfila is from avadatim es Hashem elokeichem, and it's when is it? When do you do this? Once a week? Once a year? No, every day. V'iksha Ramban. The Ramban asks on this. V'afilu im nema sheyesh chiyuv deraisa litpalel. Even if you want to say that there's a chiyuv deraisa to daven, heichan niska shir shel pam b'yom. Where does the Rambam get this shir, this once a day from? The Rambam disagrees. There's no mitzvah deraisa to daven. But even if you say there is a mitzvah deraisa to daven, where do you get every day from? Where's the chiyuv every day? To explain the Rambam, they explain that the galgal, the whatever you want to call it, the most basic unit of time in the world is the day. If there's a chiyuv deraisa to daven, what's the most all-encompassing and fundamental rotation? Let's use that word here. Is the day, the amount of time it takes for the sun to go around for how does it work again? Sure. Is for the earth to rotate. The earth rotates once a day. No, that's 24 hours. That's okay. Nachon. Or it goes around the sun. No, that's once every 28 years. I'm not holding you 1 second. The month is the moon. The opposite, the sun. What's a day? What's a day? A day is how the earth turns on its own axis. 24. That's the sun. Yeah. Okay. Fine. So then that's the most sholem rotation in the bria of a measurement of time. The kium ze shel avdus veizbatlus bepoil ulamaisim shizbach yesh lo hekev sholem al yedei ze shehu yom sholem. Okay, don't exactly understand what he means here. If there's a chiyuv deraisa to daven, so the zman is lekol hapochos b'meshech ha'hekef ha'yosoidi v'sholem. Then the least amount of time would be that one sholem rotation. V'kain inyan Shabbos kodesh. Kiyum zeh shel ha'avdus v'izbotlus b'poilu l'maisa l'shem yizbarach yesh lo hekef sholem al yedei zeh shehu yom sholem. So I don't see the connection, but it's one whole day. V'enu k'sha'a mitzvah, sagam sheyesh b'hem izbatlus v'avdus b'sha'as maisa, even though the other mitzvahs have a izbatlus at the time when doing the mitzvah, einu ele l'zman kium ha'mitzvah, that's only for the time you're doing the mitzvah. Avo Shabbos kodesh have a galgal sholem v'hekef malo shel avdus. That's one whole galgal sholem. We want to borrow from the thing of tefillah there, whatever that means. It's one galgal sholem. It's one full rotation. That's what a day is. It's a full, it's one sholem moment of time that surrounds the entire day of Shabbos. And in that galgal, one is an evet. So, okay. What he's saying essentially is that all other mitzvahs, when you're doing them, there's these batlas. But Shabbos is bigger than just the time when I'm doing the mitzvah. It's the mitzvah kind of surrounds you in that period of time called day. There are the mitzvahs that are similar. Sukkah, for example. Person eats in a sukkah, his whole goof is in the sukkah, but that's only while he's in the sukkah. He can go out the sukkah. He doesn't have to be in the sukkah 24 hours a day. For sure, when a person's sleeping in the sukkah, he's makamim mitzvah with all his evorim. The sukkah completely surrounds it. That's a beautiful thing, that. But he doesn't have to be there 24 hours a day. He can sleep off.
Quick question. What if someone, you know, by accident or even b'meis, in the middle of the day, they were mechal Shabbos? Do they still have more mitzvah Shabbos the rest of the day? Or is it done?
No. Shabbos is Shabbos.
Shabbos even though, you, even Shabbos though that one minute you broke it, you still have the rest of the day to get more.
Shabbos is Shabbos. You can't break Shabbos. You can do an Aveira. You did an Aveira. So you have to do Tshuva. Now you carry on keeping Shabbos, for sure. Of course. Mm. Of course. If a person's eating a steak and he suddenly realizes it's treif, so he says, oh, well, I've already eaten it. I might as well finish it. No, then stop now. Person did an Aveira Shabbos, with Machal on Shabbos, but may is it all b'shogeg, lo m'shaneh. So stop now, do tshuva, go weiter. You wanna, of course. Yeah, sure. I think he's just trying to emphasize the all-encompassing nature of Shabbos. We're talking about Malchus. Where do you express your hisbatlus to the Melech and become Koru Hashem HaMelech more than on Shabbos? The Shabbos is a totally izbatlus for an entire 24-hour period. There's no other mitzvah like that. Yom Tov also, we'll see, has some of that, obviously, some of that aspect for sure. But nothing like Shabbos. That's once a week, all the time. It's very interesting, by the way, just as an aside while we're on the subject, there's no real natural explanation for a week, you know that. A month, we understand that to do with the moon and its rotations, the days, the rotation of the earth. A year has how many times the sun goes round. What's a week? And yet every culture in the world has a seven-day week. Unbelievable. Why should you have a seven-day week? Mazek Kesha. Where did seven-day weeks come from? Ask some guy, why do you keep 7 days? Go to some outlying Himalayan village. Awesome. Why they keep 7 days? Wow. Well, what 7 days?
I heard one time that if somebody is working 7 days, he becomes to be eved of his work. That means it's a limit not to be an eved. 6 days, it's okay. If you work too much, you are enslaved. It's what I heard in the nature of Ben Adam.
Yeah, but a guy is not allowed to shave this. Goy shishavis b'shabbos chayv misa.
Perhaps he is a slave.
Yeah. Yeah, he's in it for sure. Goy has to work 7 days a week. A goy, by the way, is allowed to rest.
Yeah.
It's not our subject now, but you raised it, so let's deal with it. A goy is allowed to rest if it'll help him work better the other 6 days of the week. That he's allowed to do. That's not awesome. But a goy is not allowed to rest because of the mitzvah of rest.
Yeah.
Shabbos is not a day to rest because you're tired from the week before, you're getting ready for the next week. There's Zelo Shabbos. Shabbos is a bitl of creative malocha, okay, that sets up a kedusha and a brocha. You're resting for the rest's sake, not for the next week, getting koyach sake. If a goy wants to rest because, 2 days a week, if a goy wants to rest for 2 days a week because the other 5 days of the week he'll be more productive, gesundheit, go ahead and do it. Goy sheshavas shechayv misa is he wants to be shavas like we shavas, like we keep shavas. That's chayv misa. But I'm just saying it's an interesting thing that all cultures in the world have a 7 day week.
Take this one. Yeah. They try in France, he tried with Napoleon to try to make a week of 10 days. That was not working. The people cannot live like this.
No, he made everything else. He made everything else into the metric system. The metric system came from Napoleon. The one thing he couldn't do was change 7 days. And he was right, by the way, because it makes more sense. What's a 7 day week?
Yeah, of course.
Every culture, and then I'll tell you another thing. Every culture in the world that wasn't affected by Christianity, their day of rest is on Saturday. In the most outlying Hindu remote villages of the Himalayas and whatever, they keep the 7th day as a day of rest. Shabbos is their day of rest. The Muslims moved it to Friday. The Christians moved it to Sunday. Well, it's never, no in the world is it a Wednesday, except maybe in South Africa where they take the day off to play golf. Everybody takes off Wednesday to play golf. I don't know why. You can never speak to a doctor or a lawyer in South Africa on a Wednesday because he's at golf. Tuesdays they have the day off. I don't know. Tuesday afternoon, everything's closed. Fine. Okay, that's Mashu Acher. That's just some atzlut. But nowhere in the world do you find that. That's an interesting insight. But that's very interesting that I'll pitever you saying that a person needs to have some time off. Very interesting. It's what Moshe Rabbeinu taught Paro, and then that just spread into the world. That's how it came about. Amazing. Okay. So Adam Makam is Kola Mitzvah. So Dain Ein Zeh Chocher Shehu Kofuf La Hashem Yisbarach Be'ikim Mitziyusa. What's the nafkamina now? Let's try and understand. So what's the nafkamina between the other mitzvahs and Shabbos in terms of my hisbatlis and my avdus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So it's obvious that there's no mitzvah that proves my avdus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my entire existence more than Shabbos. She'ez batlis ha'gemura v'hashvisa mikol in yon o'ilom. You don't just mevatel yourself for 5 minutes while you do a certain mitzvah. You know, you have to eat matzah. So you don't like matzah. So you mevatel yourself for 3 minutes, you eat matzah, good. Now you carry on with your life. No, there's a total hisbatlis of your metzias, of everything that would normally keep you alive and keep you functioning. You give that up. You want to eat something, you can't because you didn't cook before Shabbos. You can't. Total hisbatlis of your entire existence for 1 day of a week. Kiyam agala al kol avoida sa'odam shemesuhu liyashem isbarach. That shows that all is avoida. It's a deep indication that all his avoida, all his toil, all his efforts is handed over to Hashem. Person at the end of 6 days of working, of toiling, of running, of making, of planting, harvesting, reaping, doing all the malachas in the world, one day he stays back, he says, it's all yours, Hashem. I'm basically stepping off the edge of a cliff. And he lost a club. That's the deepest indication and revelation of a person's avdus to Hashem. The Torah Shema Shabbos. We mentioned that many times here. Somebody who keeps all the mitzvahs, but every diktuk of halacha is a machal Shabbos. That's what we call it. Somebody who machalul all the mitzvahs, but he keeps Shabbos. He's a Shema Shabbos already. Wow, that's already a person not keeping Shabbos. That is a Shema Shabbos. That's how we define a Jew. We don't say he's a tefillin wearer. We don't say he learns. That's not how we define a frum Jew. A frum Jew is somebody who's Shema Shabbos or Machal Shabbos. That's the whole geda. And as we said, that Shabbos is Shem Hashem. He's a Shema Shabbos. Shezeh be'emes klolois metzias ayudi. Because that is the entire klal of what a Jew is. Sheshoivas hu mikol metzius ha'olam. He rests. He disengages from the entire metzias of the world. Ubatle kulu klape boira, and now it's completely avatle to the boira. Shabbos should kulu neged kol mitzvahs. That's why Shabbos is should kol neged kol mitzvahs. She'akoylo v'hamalchus shel kula. There you see that pattern happening again. Shabbos is the koylel of all the mitzvahs. You have 612 mitzvahs that are all individual mitzvahs. You did this mitzvah, that mitzvah, this mitzvah, that. Shabbos takes all those mitzvahs and makes somebody into a shamer Shabbos. You can give all 612 mitzvahs, you don't have Shabbos, you don't have, you know, you have 612 individual parts, but you don't have the shlemus of what's called a shamer Shabbos. So Shabbos, once again, is, you see, the deep revelation of the musog of Malchus and of Koilo. It takes everything else and makes it into a new existence, but it also adds that higher dimension that you always have, the chosn that comes into the hall. Remember the marshal. So that's the musag of Shabbos in terms of avdus. These butlers to the mitzvahs, but none of the other mitzvahs has this aspect of being the koilo, of being malchus. That's what's called Shabbos malchus, because Shabbos is malchus. It binds besides the 6 days of the week. But now at a new level, it does that to the 612 other mitzvahs. It makes the 612 other mitzvahs into a unit, into a human being. He's now am shema Shabbos. It means he has koilo kol mitzvahs. The Shabbos is shokul keneged kol mitzvahs. V'yishno oid mitzvah achas sheyesh bo avdus lo pachot mishabbos kodesh. There's another mitzvah that has this aspect of avdus, the same, not less than Shabbos Kodesh. That's learning Torah Shabbal Peh. Ugedur lekol talmid chocham aroitzi liknot et Torah, shetzarich litmaseh kol kulu el alimud. Somebody wants to really, really acquire Torah. He wants a kinyan in Torah. Not just he wants to learn or kovei it, he wants to learn a bit there and a bit there. He wants to make a kinyan, each according to his own level, his own abilities, his own availabilities, to make a kinyan on Torah. You know that you have to be completely masul lezeh. You have to be. You can't learn 10 minutes here, then get up and schmooze and go for a walk, come back, take a phone call, sit down, learn for 20 minutes, go around. You're learning. You're getting paid for it. You're doing a mitzvah. About the musag of limud Torah, become a talmid chacham, that can never happen unless a person's completely dedicated to that. You can exceed Adam ki yomus bo'oil. A person has to die in the tent. You have to be dead to the world. We know that. We know that. That's the frustration we all suffer from. The Yetzer Hara knows it as well, and the Yetzer Hara will do everything he can to make sure that your learning is not ritzuf and it's not serious and it's not with mesira. And we know the importance of learning, so we learn. We'll even take a Friday morning and we'll come learn for half an hour here, and we will learn for sure. Aval, it's not the musag of a Shabbos. It's not I'm completely buried in my learning and I'm completely menutak. Obviously, a person can't just manutak and, you know, go live in a cave and sit and learn all day. No, we have to do that with a wife, with children, with panosa. Yeah, we're not Tibetan priests. You know, that's easy to be completely masur to your ruchnias when you have no other responsibilities. Hashem comes to us and tells us be completely masur to your learning, and at the same time get married, raise children, deal with the Rebbe in the Cheder, deal with the Bez Yaakov, make a panosa, marry off children, pay the rent. And be kulu shakoin learning. Okay, fine. So that's why we have to balance our lives. That's a job for a Jew. Hashem didn't ask any guy from the Harlem, from the inner city slums, to do that. He asked the Yidden to do that. That's Avraham Avinu who gave us that mission. That's a mission impossible in Achinami. But so we do what we have to do. But you know that learning Torah, if you want to really make something or understand something in Torah, you have to be completely shakoin your learning. It's not something you can do peripherally. V'dashon chan ein divrei Torah miskayim imelem b'min shemesh yisatzmo yaleya. Kiratani b'mir tsheinu b'mir tschoik. We see this 49, kinyon ha-Torah. If you want to make a kinyon in Torah, you have to go through 48, you have to acquire 48 tools. Some of those tools, each one of them is an entire religious system. You know that. There's some of those tools which people have taken one of those tools and made a whole religion out of. Just one of the tools. We have to acquire all 48 before you can even start making a kinyan on Torah. So, that's big. You go through the 48 ways, you'll see it. It touches on every one of the aspects of your life. How much you sleep, how much you work, how much you help your next door neighbor. It's unbelievable. You know, Ramat Yisiyahu pointed this out to me. There's in the kinyan on Torah, there are things that actually take you away from learning. There's nothing I can take out of your learning more than that. If you want to be a real you'll never learn. You know how much Torah is in the world? You know how many people you can help? You know how many people you can carry around and help and take care of and Sameach Halmonas? Yeah? Yeah, you'll never learn. If you were to go to your professor, you're studying to become a doctor, yeah? You go to your professor in the final year and you tell him, listen, there's a kid in the class, he's a bit weak. He doesn't do so well. I'm going to take off some time from my learning to help him, but I want you to take that into account when you mark my exam because I may not be able to do as well as I thought I was going to do because I'm taking time out to help this guy. You know what your professor would tell you? Kid, you want to be a doctor? Forget about that guy. You go and learn and make sure you pass. I'm not giving you any credit because you're helping some other guy. Don't be an idiot. You have to take care of yourself. Am I wrong? That's how the system works there. In Torah, you take time off to help somebody else. Hashem says, it's fine. I'll take care of your learning for you. And I've seen it and I've proved it. I've seen it in yeshivas. You take time off to help a weaker guy in the class and your learning improves. How did that happen? Because that's noisin moshe vay, that's on a kinyan Torah. So you have to stop learning, take time off from your learning to help somebody else. That's the best way to acquire Torah. It's so counterintuitive. And there's a few there. There's a few of them there. But that's Torah also. It's completely makif, like Shabbos. The acquisition of Torah comes in accordance with the amount of avdus. We'll see him at Hashem. He has a whole paragraph later dealing with Torah and Shabbos. But the Zohar says that a Talmud Chochem is called Shabbos. In Limud Torah, yesh yis ha'avdus shel Shabbos mamash. In Limud Torah, you have the avdus of Shabbos. Person sitting learning Torah is completely imprisoned. He wants to get up and go get a coffee. He wants to get a tea. He wants to look at his phone. No, ata lo yochol. You're learning now. Yeah, but I have this to do, that to do. But no. You're learning now. I spoke about this a little bit. There's a very deep insight how you can do that. Not a subject now, but Shabbos, it helps as well sometimes. Persons get anxious on Shabbos because you know that there's things happening and you can't do it. So, and learning as well. Person's learning and he has this like the angst. He's 40 other things to do. So I heard a very nice insight many years ago, but it was just repeated to me this week and it's just like, boom, it came home. Is Hashem knows that a person can only do one thing at a time. He knows that. And you know that as well. So the person has to know while he's doing the one thing he's chosen to do, and it may be you chose the wrong thing. That's not the question. You might have chosen to do the wrong thing. You should have done something else. They're lo anoseya. The noseya is you've chosen to do this thing. So you need to know that Hashem's taking care of everything else because he knows that you can't. It may be the shayrish of oisek b'mitzvah, part of a mitzvah. What's oisek b'mitzvah, part of a mitzvah? Means I'm doing a mitzvah now. That means I don't have any other mitzvahs to do. That's not my business anymore. I can only do one thing at a time. And while I'm doing this, of course, Boch has to take care of everything else. And he's very capable of doing that. He's quite capable of taking care of the whole world while I'm sleeping. An amazing thing, yeah? How do you go to sleep at night? Aren't you worried that Hashem won't be able to run the world while you're sleeping? So when you're busy learning or helping someone across the road or whatever you're doing, washing the dishes, lawyer there, whatever it is, why are you worried about everything else you have to do? Hashem's taking care of it. So that's a big tool that helps a person to deal with this. Because very often a person's learning or he's doing something that's important and he has all this anxiousness because there's 40 other things to do. What about this? Yeah, but you have to go, yeah, when you're davening, wow, when you're davening, yeah, that's the best time to plan for the week. No, you're davening. What about all the other things you could be doing when you're davening? If you want to go choose to do something else. When you're doing that, forget about everything else because Hashem's taking care of that. Anyway, I'll give you that present. The more, I've spoken to a few people that all said, wow, that's mamash, that's a big help. It's a big insight that somebody gave me this week. So I'm grateful to them and I'm happy to pass it forward. Good. Have a good Shabbos. A good Chodesh. Next Friday, we'll meet back again the same time as Rosh Hashem, yeah? I just have to remember. That's okay. A lot going to happen between now and next Erev Shabbos. But Mitzvah Hashem, next week, we can start 9:30 as well if you want. We don't have to. Eli's not here anyway. So if 9:30 works for you, Shmuel, that's good.
Yes, it's okay.
Okay, fine. Okay. So we'll meet 9:30 next week, Bezrat Hashem.
Okay, thank you. Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos. Shalom.